This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. City officials in Key West say that part of one of Florida's oldest power plants is unsafe and should be demolished. But some on the island are fighting to keep the old buildings standing. Key West built its first power plant in the 1880s. Some of the buildings from that plant are still standing, but they haven't been maintained since the plant closed back in the 60s.
They're slowly deteriorating and slowly demolishing themselves.
Ron Wampler is the city's chief building official. The local utility gave the plant to the city last year. After inspection, Wampler condemned three of the five structures on the site. But local preservationists like Joe Moody say the buildings and the equipment inside are both historically significant. Moody compared the power plant to the old Spanish shipwrecks whose cargo now fills a whole museum in Key West.
Destroying these engines or selling them for scrap, in my opinion, would be akin to collecting all the Atocha coins, melting them down into bars and selling them for the price of an ounce of gold.
The future of the old power plant will be in the hands of the City Commission. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.